Governor Bill Walker cut permanent fund dividends today to $1,000 per person, about half of the projected amount. The cut was one of a series of reductions that Walker made to lower the state's budget by $1.5 billion. Andrew Kitchenman of APRN and KTOO in Juneau reports.
Walker says he's trying to reduce the amount of savings the state must spend to cover the budget. Without the cuts, the state is on track to empty its piggy bank in just 4 years. Walker says he cut dividends for this year so that residents will still receive PFDs in the future, and he'll take the blame for it. He expressed hope that this will make it easier for lawmakers to approve his long-term fiscal plan.
So what I've tried to do is take away from them the risk that they may suffer in at the polls, so that's off the table. And any excuses now are just pure politics.
Walker vetoed $1.29 billion from the budget. The cuts include a $58 million reduction to education. The University of Alaska will see a $10 million cut. The state will delay $430 million in oil and gas tax credits into future years. In addition to the vetoes, Walker delayed $250 million in road and bridge repairs. And he shut down two mega projects, the Kinnickarm Bridge and the Susitna-Watana Dam. But Walker says the state can't balance its budget only through cuts.
We're not cutting our way into prosperity. We're using the only tools we have available to us to do all we can to reduce the deficit.
Legislators from both parties criticized Walker's actions. Fairbanks Republican Representative Steve Thompson says delaying road construction work will cost a lot of jobs. Anchorage Democratic Senator Bill Welikowski says he'd like to see the legislature override the PFD decision. Three-quarters of the 60 legislators must agree to successfully override any of the vetoes.
The real losers today are working Alaskans who are really going to suffer. A family of four is going to lose over $4,000 from this action. And I think there are better ways to do it. I'm surprised the governor took this action, and I'm going to encourage fellow legislators to consider overriding this veto.
Nikiski Republican House Speaker Mike Chenault says it's not clear whether there will be enough votes to override Walker's vetoes in the special legislative session beginning July 11th.
It might have been nicer if early on at the beginning of session he would have came in with a smaller budget than what they originally proposed. So, we'll look at it, determine what's the right thing to do, and try to accomplish that.
Walker signed the operating mental health and capital budgets for the fiscal year that starts Friday. He also signed a bill that will restructure oil and gas tax credits, but not by as much as he wanted. In Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.